Okay, Kate. Some thruple developments. The thruple's in full swing. It's not really a thruple, but we'll call it that. Ned, Levi, and Amy have commenced their polyamorous relationship.
They're husbands.
Bro-boyfriends.
Well, look, it is. It's like sister wives, but the opposite. Yeah.
They're having a good time.
Yeah, and they get on well, just like in Sister Wives. So it's big love.
Yeah. Big lust, maybe. But definitely with Ned and Amy. Mm. Wow. So where do they ended up doing it in the bushes?
Oh, my God. That was gross.
It was
man.
Icky, especially with his housemate.
Beside Lassiter's lake.
And Harlow is walking past and she hears sexual noises.
And she, the expressions of disgust cross her face quite justifiably.
And she runs off in the other direction and spots Sheila, who's trying to put the kibosh on this scenario at every turn.
Yeah. And so she's like, oh, no, don't go down there. There's like a lot of dog poo, a lot of dog poo, and it's smelly. And then who comes out of the bushes?
Oh, Ned and Amy buttoning up their clothes.
Yeah.
Harlow could have just said there's two people having sex in those bushes. You don't have to identify them, Harlow.
Oh, but come on, if you'd heard that, you'd be like, I wonder who they are.
Yeah, it's true. Especially nosy Nelly, Sheila. Mm.
And also Sheila, she'd be like, well, what if Nelly runs into this? I'm going to go and yell at them.
I'm going to go get the hose.
They're both adults. I think they could possibly just go home and have sex, couldn't they?
Yeah, but not when the urge strikes you. You've got to go out on plain air. I thought we'd have more to say about that, but I don't really. Sheila was putting up a sign in front of the waterhole.
The sign was the best. The 2-for-1 cheetahs special.
She's just trying to troll them.
Yeah.
IRL.
Which was great chalkboard art.
Yes.
Bloody good on her.
And also a great deal at the pub.
Yeah, why not?
Great marketing. You have drawn the short straw if you're Levi. Like if you're Ned and you're just, you can drop trow at any opportunity whenever you want, and then you're Levi in the relationship and you have, and your grand's just following you guys around with the hose.
But also if you're Levi and you're a cop and you actually just shouldn't have sex in the bushes.
No, because then Sheila wants to go report it as a crime.
Oh, God. Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
But then Ned was going, oh, I've got a bullet down me pants.
Really?
Yeah, he said that. And that's what caused them to, you know.
To run away giggling.
Yeah, well, no, to like actually stop having sex.
Abort mission.
Because, okay, I had a bullet bite me on the hand while gardening early this year, which was after a lifetime of warnings from my mother. It's the first time I've ever been bitten, and it was down at Anglesey where there's a lot of bullets. That hurt like you would not believe.
I reckon this is a Willis. I reckon it was just a normal ant and he's just like catastrophized.
About 2 centimetres long and they're big ants. And this was an angry ant that got inside my gardening gloves. And holy crap, the pain had me screaming until like I had an ice pack put on it.
Yeah, so Ned's bunging it on. It was a normal ant.
Let's hope he gets... I was going to say, let's hope he gets bitten on the dick.
Ned, size of ants matters in these anecdotes, okay? While we're here, let's talk quickly about Harlow. God, she's a freaking snoozer at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, that busting them having sex is the most interesting thing she's done in a while.
Because the rest of the time, she's like wheeling and dealing with the Quill group.
Yeah.
Now,
that's Paul's $1 million has got to put the kibosh on the old quillionaires.
Yes. Okay. We'll talk about that on the main pod. Yes, let's go to the main pod and talk about that. Sorry, it was a short, sharp Patreon this week, but we're in a cemetery. I'm trying to wrap it up.
Just a quick story of me and Canberra. Mm. I went there for a sporting event because my husband was on the board of an ice hockey club, so we would travel with the team sometimes. So I went and I took the work van for an organisation I don't work with anymore, and my husband and I drove there in the work van.
I've also driven to Canberra in a van. It's quite.
Oh, really?
It was full of comedians, so.
Oh, well, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I took the van to Parliament House where Paul first arrived.
Yeah.
And my husband and I did photo ops with the van and Parliament House. And we put that photo on the front of every federal government funding application for the next year. But anyway, and the security came down to ask me what I was doing. And I, you know, I'm just a woman standing there with, it was a children's charity.
Yeah.
It was the van. a pink-haired lady standing there directing like a little photo shoot with a children's charity van.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a van asking Parliament House to love me.
Yeah, pretty much. And then they came down and they kind of just looked at me and went, as you were, keep going.
It sounds exactly like what happens when we go to Pinot Court.
Yes. Or when the popo have come and when we're recording the podcast in a pandemic.
She would have filled out a birth certificate, one assumes, and she's down as the mother, biological mother.
I kept thinking about that because you've got 8 weeks, I think. Look, I'd have to call Kate to know how many weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
I made a mistake on my child's one.
Did you?
Yeah, I wrote the wrong marriage date for my husband and I.
Oh, gosh. That's why you don't get married. You don't have to worry about that.
The wrong year and month.
That's tedious, admin.
I rang the birth, deaths and marriages and they said, if you sent us something, we'd change it. And the guy literally said, but, like, do you have to? And I was like, no, I don't. Let's just leave it like this.
Yeah, that's cute. I like it. Yeah, sorry. We assume there's a certificate.
You've got, like, 8 weeks. So I figure that Darren are going to submit something in the next 8 weeks.
Yeah, assuming she hasn't.
Yeah. But also I read an article in The Age yesterday. Birth, deaths and marriages actually shut their doors last March and they haven't returned to work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So my friend Sarah, she just posted about this again in her Insta stories, but she had a baby, little Daisy, in late 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it took 9 months to get her birth certificate. And she went on the ABC, like she went on radio talking about it and how they couldn't apply for any parental benefits because they couldn't prove that the baby existed. So they were just not sure. They didn't know what to do. And then
that's awful.
She, yeah, complained about it on radio and then they sorted it out.
Yeah, well, I saw somebody who was an autistic person was not able to get like NDIS or something because he can't get a copy of his birth certificate or something. Like it's ridiculous. So you got a copy of your baby Dr. Carl.
The birth certificate, yeah. We're suckers. We shelled out for the Australian animal border around the edge and stuff. Don't know. I'll put it somewhere, I'm sure. I'm sure it's somewhere useful.
By the way, it is not useful at all. I tried to take it to like the bank to get his bank account and they were like, this is nothing.
Yeah, you're a sucker. You wasted $60.
Yeah. but like a Robinson, I'm pretty sure I probably charged it on my dad's card.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's – I see so many future problems with the parentage of this child and birth certificates and stuff, regardless of the fact that we already know that there's some issue.
That it's an imposter baby, probably most likely.
Yeah. So when Nicolette went back to her room after giving the baby over and it's revealed that there's another baby, I mean, inverted commas I'm doing, guys, because...
I mean... All that she wants is another baby.
Another baby.
Immediately.
And it's funny because she gave that baby Isla Faye and she wanted the Isla name, didn't she?
Yeah, she liked Isla.
And that's interesting. Yeah. And I wonder if she called both of them Isla.
It's very weird that, well, Kate's come up with Phyla. Faux Isla. Yeah. But Phyla. Why? It's weird that Darren stuck with the name. They were like, I guess it's nice. We'll keep it. I'm like, all right. Sure, you don't have to, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, if Nicolette had handed the baby and adopted and it wasn't, you know, coerced and, you know, awful, it would have been nice for them to say, we want to name the baby what you name it because we're so grateful for what you've done for us. That would be nice, but it's not like that, is it?
That's all right, we'll just keep the name it came with, like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah, like... When you get a lost dog's home dog. Like sometimes you keep the name and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, my cat came with the name Jesus. So I'm like, we will be changing this one. Ooh. Because she.
Ooh, like Jesus?
No, Jesus. Because she had a rough, like she had a rough couple of nights and they thought she wasn't going to make it. And then she came back from the dead. So they called her Jesus. And I was like, okay, that's fair cute. Enough. But we're moving on from that.
Yeah. I mean, they've got to call them something. Yeah. They've got like 100 cats in there. So, you know, so yeah, that's fair enough. But. We once adopted a dog and one of our friends was dating someone with the same name, so we couldn't do that.